Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Bob, isn't the story with the Cowboys moving on from Mike McCarthy that once again we see a team with a head coach whose resume is similar to Tomlin's? Some of them have been better than Tomlin's, namely Belichick, move on from a coach like everyone would survive. It's all okay.
No, you're right. I mean, they're all made enough money. They're all going to get another opportunities, whatever the case. This says... It reminds me of when Wayne Gretzky was finally traded. Yeah. I don't think anyone thought that could possibly happen. Why would you trade Wayne? And when that happened, it opens the door for any possible trade. So yeah, coaches go around, they move, and you know, situations change. It gets stale.
Yes.
You can argue it's very stale here. It was stale in Dallas. It's been stale in other places too. And so you have an obligation to make it not stale. So what do you do?
It's been 18 years. Like, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah,
there, people will look back on this as a really good run. Some might say it's a great run. Some, like me, would say it was the tale of two runs. One was an A+, and since then, for the past, I don't know, 14 years in which the Houston Texans have doubled up the Steelers in playoff wins, it's been no better than a C+ type stuff. RG3 tweets out, of all people, Bob. Both have one Super Bowl win. McCarthy's 11-11 in the playoffs. Tomlin's 8-11. McCarthy hasn't won a playoff game in 2 years. Tomlin hasn't won one in 8 years. Both Super Bowl winning coaches, but covered completely different. Their Super Bowl ring makes them both be held to a higher standard of winning. So either take them both to task or show them both grace. They are literally on the same path. He's right.
He is.
Like, Tomlin,
and I would
just
put Sean Payton in that same thing.
It's that non-losing streak that is just held in so much esteem by everybody out there. They're just, I don't know, they're deluded by it or something. Do you realize the Steelers, by the way, in the end, made the playoffs by one game? If they had lost that game in Cincy,
would have been in,
right? Cincy, they would be out. They made the playoffs by one game. That's it. And they were a double-digit underdog. 44% of the teams make the playoffs. What's the big accomplishment there? You got me. But Limits, you piqued my interest. What are the Ravens saying?
So Albert Breer was in the locker room after the game, and he gave a little bit of an overview of what the Steelers quarterback discussion could look like. But the end of this clip is interesting. What Tyler Linderbaum had to say about the Steelers defense pretty much giving up on a Derrick Henry run.
Obviously, Chris, up until now, the Steelers had the out of saying we don't do contracts in season. And that's 100% true. But now they've got a decision to make. There's been frustration with Russell Wilson over the course of the year. He's in a contract year. Justin Fields is in a contract year. My understanding coming into this one was that they were going to wait until after the playoffs to make any sort of decision on what they're going to do with the position, see how the playoffs play out. Obviously, one and done does not help Russell Wilson's case. They'd like to keep working with Justin Fields, but he's not their starter. And there could be guys like Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins available. So a lot of options open for the Steelers there. As for the Ravens, 300-yard effort today. Talked to a couple of guys in the locker room about it. And Tyler Linderbaum, their two-time All-Pro center, said to me, I wouldn't say they quit, but that's always our goal, to make them quit. And a couple other guys, and I know we talked about this in the trailer, pointed out that play where Derrick Henry ran right down Main Street and Patrick Queen maybe didn't look like he was all that enthusiastic about going and making the tackle.
Yeah. Cam Sutton got flicked like a little mosquito. So did Minka. It was the least physical Steelers-Ravens game from the Steelers side that I've ever seen. It was a national embarrassment, and it was rock bottom. And that's why I opened the show saying, I will say these words on the air. The Steelers should fire Mike Tomlin for the first time since I've been doing this.
And I don't think ever before has that criticism come out, especially from another player about a team in the playoffs. You normally don't go down that way. That is not the look. And that's an indictment of what they did in that game and how easy they were to play against.
It should be the end. I mean, it should mark the ending. It was the worst of them. The Cleveland one was horrifying on your home field. Tebow was horrifying. Well,
Tebow?
Blake Bortles was horrifying.
Was bad.
Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they weren't good. It looked like Kansas City could have scored a million points that day if they wanted. But this one, against the team you hate the most, you know the most, you play close almost all the time, and I thought this one would be too. Silly me, I didn't think the Steelers would quit. But it sure looked like they did. To me, this was the worst one of all. Because it was Baltimore, because it had people talking in the Ravens locker room, on the television broadcast, and across America about the Pittsburgh Steelers quitting on Mike Tomlin. Quitting on Mike Tomlin. And if you're Art, and you know what, Bob? This Jerry Dulac story is really rankling me now in ways that I didn't think earlier. Someone over there wanted it out immediately.
I was surprised too how soon that
Tomlin's coming back, or at least those are the plans. We don't know how the machinations are going to go here, if they want to strip him of powers or things. Who knows? I don't know. But right now, the headline is Steelers don't plan to move on from Tomlin, from Jerry Dulac. So somebody wanted that out right away. And how I read that is that somebody or those somebodies are trying to squelch any notion of, hey, let's move on from Tomlin. They're basically trying to say, how dare anybody think we would? What a silly thought. You're damn right we're coming back with Mike Tomlin, because that's what we do. We're the Steelers. They probably think they had a decent year. To put that out there today, yes, he's come, of course. It's almost like, of course he is. Yeah, well, we want that out right there. Absolutely, he's coming back. Yes, he is.
You were gone when a texter wrote in and said he thinks that's all ploy. He says the Steelers did it so that people think that, so that when someone else calls them and asks about a possible trade, that the leverage
that's
would be
interesting.
A little high.
Okay. That's interesting so, too.
You're always going to get different.
Maybe they're
on
playing
that.
Chess and not checkers,
but
Bob.
I think you're right about how quickly that happened. Normally, even last year, you know, everyone knew he had a year left on the contract, and it wasn't until very late. You know, a couple of weeks later, when Art Rooney met and said that their intention was to keep him and move on, they didn't say anything about an extension, but you knew that was coming too. So, it's a little stunning that it was a day after the game, that quickly.
Man, I'll say, you might be that texter might have a point in the end, though. I mean, let's be honest, a trade in the end would be the most palatable solution, I think, for everybody. The idea of getting something in return, but would Tomlin do it?
I find it interesting that a coach would have a no-trade clause.
So did I.
I didn't know those existed, to be honest. Did you? Did you ever hear a coach writing that into
it? I laughed when I saw it. What? A no-trade clause?